Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I used to say to my wife in COVID, I'm like, I hate this, I'm not busy. Like, she's like, enjoy not being busy. And now I'm at a point where I can't keep up. Like, I'm so crazy busy, but I love it. Like, and that's what I said to her last night. I've got to work for a couple of hours tonight, but I love doing it. Like, I'm passionate about it and I love it. And, you know, I'm helping people.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue our discussion with Jeremy Lattimore, a name you may recognize if you're an NRL fan, who is working as a mortgage broker and loving every minute of it. Join us as we discuss how he relaxes after long days helping people achieve their property goals, the books that inspire him, and so much more. Lattimore begins by explaining what the biggest difference is when purchasing property from the buyer's point of view versus the mortgage broker's point of view.
I get people call me up and go, mate, I've got so much equity in my property and I've got so much savings. And I go, what's your income? And they're like, oh, I don't have that good income. I'm like, well, the thing that gets me is, yeah, the banks only care about serviceability and your ability to repay that loan. So you could have 500K in the bank and you want to borrow 500, but if the income's not there, even though it's a 50% LVR, the bank only care about serviceability and being able to repay that loan. And that's probably the biggest thing as a property investor. Because as I mentioned, for my first property, I had really good savings, but my income wasn't there. And I'm like, why can't I borrow more money? And now that I'm in the industry, I see it on a regular basis when someone calls me and goes, you know, I want to borrow this amount. And I'm like, what's your income? And I'm like, nah, like you're trying to pre-qualify people as you're talking to them on the phone. And you're like, all right, leave it with me. I'll see if I can work it. Because obviously there's different banks you can help different customers with. And
living in a post-2020 world has changed a lot for everybody. Lattimore describes how the pandemic has affected his portfolio and how he sees Australia's biggest markets at the moment.
I've got a bit of money tied up in the stock market. So obviously that's been a roller coaster the last 12 months. Literally about this point last year, things were looking rosy and then it fell off a cliff. So, a couple of the ones I'm invested haven't bounced back how I'd like. But, once I sort of pull some of that out, it'll be, trying to find. And I just feel like, now I've got the finger on the pulse doing this every day and, listen to podcasts like yourself and other people who are talking about it, you learn so much. So, I don't know. Like, I think Sydney market is cooking at the moment. But Melbourne market, like, it's had a bit of a downturn because they've been so affected by all the lockdowns down there. Looking in different places, but, just doing that research or, going to someone, like Michael Martin from Investment Window and, getting an expert to try and help you out that way because, they get all that data and can help lead you into a property.
He describes how banks often prioritise their customers depending on their current needs.
The problem is with some of the banks, pre-approvals are taking forever to come through because they're not high on the priority list. Purchases are, then it's refinances and then the old pre-approvals get pushed to the bottom. But, sometimes you can pre-qualify someone who's got a really strong borrowing to sort of give them the confidence to say, rightio, you've got the bat. As long as there's no nothing hiding behind the rock over there that you don't know about, which they haven't told you, which generally if you've done a thorough pre-qualification, you can that, but you can give them a little bit of confidence that they can go purchase. But at the same time, I do like to have that pre-approval for my customers to go and purchase because I'd hate to, tell someone to buy something and, there was something happened with the bank and you couldn't get that loan across the line. Because that's on you then, and it is such an emotional thing purchasing a property. And if someone was to put down money in to lose that property because they couldn't get the finance, yeah, that's touch wood. That's something I haven't experienced, and I hope I never do, because I do take my job very seriously. And, you know, I love helping people with getting the finance, because, you know, they are the lifeblood of your business. And, you know, I've helped a couple of people settle loans this week, and they've already, you know, oh, pass your number on to so-and-so. And, you know, that is pleasing, because, you know, that's how you build the business, and you love people telling you that you're doing a good job, because sometimes you don't know if you are.
You might not expect a blokey bloke to be into certain activities, but Lattimore doesn't shy away from the unexpected. He delves into his morning routine.
I love this stuff. I'm an avid book reader, so I read every day. I've read like Atomic Habits and, you know, different books along the way, which have helped me build this morning routine. And I feel that's where that just helps my mentality. So I mentioned read, meditate, journal. I try and do that 4 to 5 days a week. I don't do it every day, because on the weekend I like to have a bit of a rest and not get up at 5 a.m. But by doing that and then going and training, there was a period there. Obviously, COVID was a bit of an emotional roller coaster, and then after COVID, I just wasn't in a good routine. And I was in my first year retired from playing professional sport, where I'm told to be here at this time. You've got to do this. Even playing footy, you've got to run the ball, get to this point, get a quick play of the ball so your team can get to that point and hopefully set it up to score a try. So I just lost my way a little bit. And that's when I developed this morning routine after reading the 5 a.m. Club, and then Atomic Habits after that. And I just find my days, like coming to work, I'm so much more productive in my days now through doing this. And NRL player Chad Townsend, he actually has a podcast, and he's doing really good things, but that's something me and him were talking about, you know, just having that morning routine to set you up for the day, because I just find it makes me so much sharper and my mentality so much better. Because, yeah, like I said, I was told what to do for such a long period of time, and that was probably something I had to adjust to in my first year retired, is not, and especially being self-employed as a mortgage broker as well, I've got to like set my day out. And that's still a day-to-day thing, where I like even talking to my wife, because she'll come home and goes, God, I had a productive day. And then other days she's like, oh my God, I didn't get nothing done. And it's just when, like, I write down what I've got to do on this day. So, and I might set that by, generally try and set it by importance. So I've got someone's loan who I need to lodge by tomorrow. So that's first cab off the rank. Then I might have a mate who wants to refinance, but he's not in a hurry. So I'll push that down the list and, you know, just try and get through it. And I literally cross them out as I do them. And then that gives me a sense of satisfaction. And I've accomplished that one, boom. And then I'm constantly adjusting and adding things so I don't forget. Thank God for mobile phones as well to organise, just like I knew I had this 3 o'clock with you, mate.
He further explains the concepts in his favourite mindset books and how he tweaks them to suit his lifestyle.
Robin Sharma, he talks about, and I don't do it exactly how he says it. So he wants you to exercise first thing, so that, you know, your heart rate's up and you jump out of bed. So I'm different. I get up and I like to have a lemon with hot water, because I read Kelly Slater does it, and he never gets crook. And then I just make a quick instant coffee, because I don't want to wake the kids up. And then I go back in and I read. But generally with the 5 a.m. club, it's meant to be, you do that for 20 minutes. So he goes exercise, then the next 20 minutes is, I think it's brain. So, you know, read audio books, watch YouTube, whatever it is, just build your brain. And then the other one is, you know, meditation, journal. I think it's just them two. So, but he breaks into 20 minutes blocks, and you do it like that. So I do mine a little bit different, but, you know, you do what works for you, not, you know, follow everything to a T. And then obviously I go to the gym after that first hour. So I'm sort of doing a two hour 5 a.m. club, but it's what works for you. But yeah, I just, and then at the gym I do weights generally, and then I have a sauna or a steam, and I find I come out of there, I'm feeling awesome, and, you know, I'm ready to dive into the day.
Lattimore details how he's been involved in these rituals, how strict he is or isn't with them, and a little 5 a.m. distractions that sometimes pops up.
it's obviously not ideal when the alarm goes off some mornings at 10 to 5. And even last night, I obviously worked till I mentioned 10:30, 11, just on the laptop, knocking over some things I needed done. So to be honest, I was 5:15 club today, not 5 a.m. club. I was a bit lazy getting up, but I still got up and made me coffee and had me lemon water and read my book and did some meditation. And then went to the gym. But yeah, it does take a while. What do you say? Actually, I think James Clear, he said it in Atomic Habits. I think it takes 30 days to develop a habit. Is it right? Yeah, I think it's 30 days. Yeah. So yeah, obviously I'm not doing 7 days a week, but I've got a consistency in what I'm doing. And, you know, I've really applied it to my life. And yeah, I feel like I'm in it. Since I started, it would have been September, August last year, maybe. Yeah, I've just been in a lot better headspace. And yeah, so any listeners out there, I would highly recommend it, even yourself, and come back to me and give me some feedback. You just got to be harder if the kids come in at 5:30 though. And I've been lucky, unless one of them wets the bed, I'll have the odd wet bed and I can hear them coming up the stairs and ruin me 5 a.m. Club. But hey, family duties take priority.
Coming up after the break, we dive deeper into Lattimore's meditation practices.
With like mine, you know, because it'll often tell you, like, your mind will start to wander. And every time it says that, I've wandered somewhere else. And it just teaches you to come back and try and focus.
How COVID threw him some curveballs, but perhaps it wasn't the worst thing.
Even with how mortgage broken's been in the last 18 months for me, like I've had a few curveballs there last year, but you know, now where I've ended up is the best place I could be for me to keep developing and you know, keep learning the industry that I do love and see myself in for a long time.
How his NRL career prepared him for mortgage broking in ways he didn't expect.
Had some great experiences in front of big crowds, but then other times I didn't. And you know, that's just like coming to work, you know, have a good day, mortgage broken one day, then the next day I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, property investor. Is your cash or equity currently earning you 1% to 2% per annum sitting in the bank? What if I said to you that you can do better? To find out more, simply register your interest to become a money partner at propertyinvestory.com. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest to get a high return with low risk on their money for 6 months. Register your interest by visiting propertyinvestory.com. Lattimore strengthens his mental focus by meditating using an app. He discusses which app he uses and if it has been helpful for him.
What I do, I have an app called The Smiling Mind. So you can download that if you want to. But my old club doctor at St. George Dragon, Stefan Erickson, I was telling him about what I was doing. And he's like, oh, mate, I do it. But he sits in a chair and just focuses on his breathing for like 20 minutes. So just like breathe. In, counts to like four, then out like six or seven, and he does that for 20 minutes. And like, he's a very relaxed dude, so it's obviously working for him. But with like mine, you know, because it'll often tell you, like, your mind will start to wander, and every time it says that, I've wandered somewhere else, and it just teaches you to come back and try and focus. And then obviously that helps you with life because you've got so many distractions, whether it's your mobile phone and getting on social media or checking the stock market or getting on news.com or what's happening with the NBA schools. And, you know, no, come on, focus, get back to work here. And then that's something I've gotten better at, not picking up my phone as much throughout the day.
Back to books, Lattimore is clearly an avid reader and a fan of the book Atomic Habits. He explores the habits he's picked up from the book that is especially helpful for him.
I feel I've always, like, that's just me in general. Like, I've always had goals through my rugby league career and, you know, writing things down and, you know, making things become a habit. But in saying that, like, I'm not the perfect person. I've got plenty of flaws, so I'm always trying to change bad habits. And, you know, some I have, some I haven't. And, you know, that's, I think, life's a constant learning experience, and you know, trying to take things. And that's why I'm such an avid reader, because I feel every book I pick up, I'll pick something out of it that you know, I can apply in life. But you know, more with me myself, it's just my own habits and routines that I've developed through playing rugby league, and a bit OCD and a bit of a stickler for, you know, how I do things. And I think that's just me as an individual. But, you know, like you talk about James Clear and Atomic Habits, are you on the email list? I get them every Friday. I love reading one. And obviously they're all generally quotes that are out in the Google world. But I find, you know, Friday morning getting on there and, you know, refreshing on some of the things he puts out is always a good way to keep learning and reminding yourself what you're trying to achieve.
If you could go back 10 years ago and tell himself one thing, what would it be?
Definitely, especially this is a property investing podcast, just go back 10 years and trust my judgment. Don't listen to other people and, you know, Do a bit more research instead of trusting people who I don't know. Like I went off someone's referral, and that'd be the main lesson there. Even though it didn't cost me too much financially, but still burns me, because I could have invested into Port Macquarie and had massive capital growth instead of, you know, sort of just coming out a bit behind by buying two properties in the Gold Coast. So that would be my main piece of advice, yeah, for myself. Football, like in terms of how that journey went, everything happened for a reason for me there, and where I ended up, what I was meant to be. And even with how mortgage broken's been in the last 18 months for me, like I've had a few curveballs there last year, but you know, now where I've ended up is the best place I could be for me to keep developing and you know, keep learning the industry that I do love and see myself in for a long time.
He mentioned he ran into a few curveballs during 2020 and goes into further detail on what some of those were.
The first one where, like, I literally just retired and my mate then, like, told me he's going to get out of the industry, and then into COVID where I didn't have the base of a network to, you know, because everyone was refinancing, but I didn't really have that amount of people to refinance because I didn't have that network of clients to do it. But, you know, the catch 22 to that is I got to homeschool my little boy because he was not at school, and my wife's job, as I mentioned, was full on and she was at home. So, you know, that's why I always say to my wife, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I played for 5 NRL clubs across 11 years. I got told by football clubs that I wasn't wanted anymore. You know, I had injuries, and even still now, like, I look back on it and it's taught me so much about how strong I can be mentally. You know, I played in semi-finals in front of crowds of, you know, 40, 50,000 people, and I've learned so much through what my journey has been. And you know, the mortgage broken, like how that went at the early part of last year, that set me up to where I am now. And, you know, now things are, you know, I used to say to, like, my wife in COVID, I'm like, I hate this, I'm not busy. Like, she's like, enjoy not being busy. And now I'm at a point where I can't keep up. Like, I'm so crazy busy, but I love it. Like, and that's what I said to her last night. I've got to work for a couple of hours tonight, but I love doing it. Like, I'm passionate about it and I love it. And, you know, I'm helping people. And it's funny. And I mentioned that literally to her yesterday going, well, you know, I do know now what you mean about enjoy it when it's quiet, because I've got so much coming up, even because I'm still doing stuff with the football club and I've got to go to Mudgee next week. So I've got 3 days at the start of next week to try and lodge all these loans. And that's not if something else comes in the next 3 days as well, more work. So, hey, be grateful, and that grateful, you know, that's something we do at home. Practice gratitude and be grateful for what we have. And I'm grateful for what's going on at the moment. Even though in saying that when I was, I don't know if my son went backwards when I was homeschooling, because few of the English questions are thrown at me with curveballs. But it was, yeah, it was actually really, really cool. And we'd go play footy most days. Like, we'd knock over his schoolwork and we'd go down and play footy at the park, and it was awesome.
The pandemic can definitely be described as a blessing in disguise in certain ways, including giving us more time with our family, which Lattimore has relished.
I've touched on everything happens for a reason. And again, it's thrown me a few curveballs with investments last year and, you know, work. But looking back, like, it's something, you know, we'd get my mates to come to my house and we'd have a few beers instead of going to pubs, because you couldn't go to pubs. It was a nightmare. You had to book in and you can't sit down. You had to sit down the whole time. So at least at your own house, you can have a beer and enjoy yourself and stand and walk around. And yeah, it's definitely changed how we live forever, I think.
Looking to the future, where does he see himself in terms of his career, his property investment, and his family in 5 years' time?
Really good question, and because obviously I do sort of look 12 months ahead, 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, and obviously I retired from footy a year and a half ago into full-time work, and it feels like it's been 10 years, so who knows what's going to happen in the next 5 years, but I see myself as, you know, going really well in mortgage broking. Hopefully I'm still doing work with the football club because I love that job, and kids are going to be growing up, be coaching my little boys' footy team. I'm actually playing footy again this year, but I won't be playing footy in 5 years, I can guarantee you that. And yeah, just, you know, I'll probably by that point be looking to purchase another investment property.
Fantastic. So hold on, you told me you're looking to play footy again this year. What's going on?
Down in the, I don't even know what group it is, Group 6, the Mittagong Lions. I'm playing with a few of my ex like teammates from the NRL. We've got a few boys down there playing together. So yeah, this will be the, I might play next year one or two games for my Port Macquarie Sharks team, because I've always told them I'll come back and play some games to give back to where I grew up, and that club gave me so much to take me on the journey I did. So I am very grateful for that.
Success can generally be determined by four things: skill, intelligence, hard work, and luck. Lattimore contemplates which factors have been the biggest contributors in his case.
I think if you ask most people I played footy with, I didn't have a great amount of skill. I had a decent offload, for which I was not, that would be the skill I had, but it all was hard work, you know. I had to work every inch of what I had to get to where I did, and you know, perseverance was a big one for me. I never give up, and I could have a couple of times, but I hung in there, and you know, that skill now alone is what's helped me in my post football career, because you know, and this is, I just feel any professional athlete from a team environment has a skill set if they're willing to do the work in a post football career, because it's such a unique skill set. In, you know, you're in the fire every week, whether you're playing a game of football, you're getting judged on your performance, you're getting judged by fans, your coach. Even when you go home, you know, your mum and dad are going, "Oh, you didn't play that well today." Like you're getting judged everywhere, and that's something I feel. You know, that skill set is so unique. And so definitely just, you know, my main thing was hard work. I've had a little bit of luck at the same time. You know, I haven't been able to do what I have without having a bit of luck, because there's been a lot of guys I've played with who were way better players than me, and I played a lot more football than them, but they had injuries. And even growing up in the bush, you know, there were some blokes up there who were way better footballers than me, who never even played a game of under 20s in Sydney. But that's where my persistence and a bit of luck and the hard work come into it, I feel.
Playing in front of 40,000 to 50,000 people must be daunting. He explains how he does it and if it's difficult or comes naturally to him.
I've done it for so long, you know. Like, and public speaking is something when I was a kid I used to get so rattled about, whereas now, because I've done it, talking to kids at schools or in front of crowds at presentation night, I've gotten a lot better at. But rugby league is something I've done forever. So obviously there's a bit of performance anxiety. Like, I was like, I've got to play well, you know, this is a big game. You put pressure on yourself to play to a certain standard. But, you know, especially the last few years of my career, I was a bit of a, I saw myself as a larrikin and I played that role. So I just embrace it for what it was. But, you know, there'd be times where I wouldn't lie to you, I was nervous. You know, you put going out to play and, you know, there's a lot riding on football games, whether it's, you know, you put pressure on yourself, or, you know, you've got fans of the football club who want to see you like play well and win. So, you know, I had some great experiences in front of big crowds, but then other times I didn't. And, you know, that's just like coming to work. You know, I have a good day, mortgage broken one day, then the next day I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Thank you to Jeremy Lattimore, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. And if you love the show and are ready to get serious about investing your money to get a low risk, high return, then SMS me your name and email address on 0499881040 to become a money partner. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest their money for a short 6 months. To register interest, text me your name and email address on 0499 88 1040.